live. Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Listen to her. See, I got to have her voice in my show. Hello, universe. This is B2B, registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy, on a mission to promote health, wellness, and most importantly, people, happiness. Because happiness is the key to the divine health and wellness. And we are live, unedited, for Ask Talk Radio. And on the meat and potatoes of the show today, we have in our care plan, which is the mission within the mission, and that is caregiver role strain. I really sound like I'm on a mission. Huh? I'm cutting my board up. I'm on a mission. Like, I got gear on, and I'm, like, going to go in, like, yeah, I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission within a mission to prevent caregiver role strain. And you don't have to be, like, in the healthcare field to be a caregiver, like a healthcare provider, like a nurse like me, or a doctor, or actually a caregiver. But if you are, I can make this relate to you, too. But I really want to break this down. Because all the world is a stage, and all of us play a role as a caregiver, and we all get strained, like, and it's just, it's a strain, on us, and it puts the stress on us, and a strain, and like, when you're taking care of your kids, and sometimes they make you so mad, and it's just like, I can't, I'm stressed, I'm straining, my head is going to explode. That's why they have an emoji that shows a head exploding. That's a mother just overwhelmed with their children that have texted them 18 times. Bring milk home from work, Mom. Bring a milk home from work, Mom. Bring milk home. I got 8 texts, and I will tell you, my son even put a poop emoji in there with a smiley face. Just a derogatory thing telling me what I need to do, saying like I was a poop face because I didn't have what he wanted in the refrigerator. And that put a strain on me. I had things going on. I was doing errands. And I had been doing yard work. I had been picking up after them. You know, I am a handmaiden to these children, okay? And they just did a statistical study the other day saying that a mother does 92 hours more in a week. We don't get vacations as a mother. That's a caregiving role, people. That's a role, you know? Like, all the world is a stage. Each of us players, okay? And I just want you to know, that's a strain. Like, there's no emoji that I could send back to say, drink water, put water in your cereal. You know, these kids today they're just titled the milk. I almost said, what do you think you are, baby cow? You're 11. You don't need no milk. You don't need milk. You don't need no dairy. In fact, dairy is banned from America in, like, I think 50 some countries. Our milk and dairy products are banned. Aggravates me. Puts a strain on me when I got to think about parenting. Parenting in general, not just being a mother. Parenting in general is a full-time job on top of your 40-hour week. You have to do 92 hours of parenting. And that's a full-time job. You know, you don't get a vacation from that. I'm not saying there's nothing. It's fine. It's fine. My mom calls me 3 times a day. I don't know if that puts a strain on her or not. Don't tell me I can't have food and drink in the studio. I'm like the Hunchback of Notre Dame because nobody's got my desk. You know what? I'm going to take a picture of the Hive studio. They got a desk on top of my desk in here. They're remodeling in here. And the soundboard op over there in the sound room has just told me with a message not to have a – I'm going to have a chip. If I want a chip, I will have a chip live on air. Don't tell me you can't. You can edit this later. If you don't tell me I can't do nothing. Just be quiet. Get back. And I was told by my focusing director, and she took out this focusing paper saying I need to scan a focus sheet here. A focus sheet. She made me a focus sheet. I can't believe this. Pulled this out from 10 years ago from my old focusing director. Anyway, I got a focus sheet. So what I was talking about was parenting. Parenting is a role that you will get strained in. And then you got being a guardian. I don't care if you're a guardian of a, and that's a caregiver role where you're taking care of grandma and you're taking care of a child that has special needs, maybe a Mickey tube and can't swallow, and you got to give them nourishment through their little tube, or maybe you got a child that has an amputee and has a prosthetic leg, and you got to do that, or you got someone that is on a ventilator dependent, you got to put them on and off the night ventilator to the wheelchair ventilator. You're a guardian of a caregiver, and you get stressed out. It's a lot of strain. And then maybe you just got a furry pet to take care of. And a furry friend. I'm sorry, I don't want to say a pet. Sometimes that's derogatory. Some of you cat-loving people, you get very offensive. You're a furry friend caregiver, real strain. It's very stressed out when they're meowing, meowing, meowing. The other day, I saw a friend of mine say to a furry friend, meow at me again, I will sell you to the gypsies. I thought to myself, you need to chill out. That is the nicest little cute cat I've ever seen. And you're going to sell it to the gypsies. Shame on you. I'm over there, and that when that person goes to work, I'm gonna take that furry little friend. You don't talk to a little kitty cat like that. Tell me to sell it to the gypsies. I don't know. Maybe there's some nice gypsies out there, but I'm just saying, nobody should be selling their kitty cats or their children or nothing when you get stressed out. And that for you nursing students out there listening, that would be care plan together. You know, anatomically correct. It would go something like this: caregiver role strain, as evidenced by parent tells child, "I'm going to sell you to the gypsies." Related as evidenced by, "I'm going to sell you to the gypsies." States, "I'm going to sell you to the gypsies," because child continued to cry excessively, and then you would continue your care plan like that. So a lot of times, caregiver role strain is based on subjective data, something the patient or the caregiver says. Because a lot of this, you're not going to be around to see a caregiver getting stressed out, unless you're a healthcare provider, which you're a professional, and that you need to learn how to deal with your stressors and your strains, which strain you out, and know how to disengage, go to the med room, take a few breaths, and have somebody, because sometimes you'll be in a situation you're going to have to learn how to know the strain is there. You can't escape it. It's not a stressor. You are forced to deal in a stressful situation and be strained. You work in a panicked mode. So you have to learn how to be centered all the time. If you're a nurse, a doctor, auxiliary professional, we're talking about caregivers that are not trained, that didn't make it through nursing school. They're just taking care of their loved one, or they're taking care of kids, or their parents, or whatever. They get to a point where they're like, you know, I had enough. Go ahead, I'm gonna sell them to the gypsies. So they come to you, and they finally have to get an admission because they've been doing some long-term care with a loved one, and they need to know some of these things. You know, like they're getting to the point where, you know, hey, maybe I need to do A, B, C, and D. And you as a nurse, especially when you're doing discharge planning, you need to help these people understand this is how you can alleviate some of the strains that are going on as you're doing your 24-hour care with whatever you're doing as a mother, with your guardian of someone with some advanced special care needs, personal care needs, and as you're taking care of your furry pets. And that's, you know, there's not just that role. You got other roles, people. You know, we as a society, as human beings, we have not only caregiver role strains as that I just mentioned. We have community social roles for caregiver role strains, such as being neighbors and helping each other care for our neighborhoods. And then we have global. You know, we have a global necessity to go out and search for the good in the world and to share it. You know, all this social media going on in the world, and you people want to perpetuate propaganda and hate. Why not perpetuate kindness and goodness and the important things that are going on? When something good happens instead of when something bad happens. You know, Mr. Rogers, they got a new commercial out. You got to check it out. And it says, look for the helpers. When something bad happens in the world, like a major earthquake or a hurricane devastates a place, or, you know, war or whatever, famine, hunger, whatever disease, whatever's going on that just devastates a place, Mr. Rogers does this great little thing. He says, look for the helpers. You know what I say? I say, be a helper. Hashtag be a helper. Be an innovator. Go out. It's an obligation. Go out and be a helper. Somehow be an innovator. Be one of these people that say, you know what? I'm not going to look at that girl crying on the internet about there's no food, there's no this, there's no nothing. I'm going to go be an innovator. Even if you're an active voice that says, you know what? Hashtag dare to care. I know sometimes it's a strain just to look at all of the, you know, the negativity that's on the internet and all the negativity going on in the world. It's a strain on you. You just want to brush it aside and watch the Whip It commercial of the guy huffing on the can of Whip It in the cemetery. I don't know if you've seen that YouTube, but it's worth watching when you're having some hashtag caregiver role strain. Take a break, watch that, and you'll say that man needs a caregiver. He just needs a caregiver, and he has no business in a cemetery. This man is in a cemetery doing whippets, and it's not even real whippets from a smoke shop or something. This man is in a cemetery sucking on a he's got a can of whipped cream upside right, sucking on it, and he's talking to a guy in a car, and he keeps passing out. And then at the end of the YouTube video, he says he needs to go to the hospital. That man needs to go to the hospital way even before he got that can of whipped cream. Let me just say, we have a moral and ethical obligation to globally, when we put something out there on the internet, to say, this needs an innovator. I know I'm pushing some propaganda here, and I'm pushing some negativity, but I have looked at this, and I want to be an innovator, and I want to be a voice, and I'm daring to care. I'm not going to push like on this, and I want to say, this is pushing a button in me, and I'm a caregiver, and it's putting a caregiver role strain on me, and I want to be a voice on this negative perpetuation of a YouTube video, or of something I see, of a child starving, or of a child crying, or something going on in the war, or something political, something that's upsetting me. And as a caregiver of being part of a global united person, we are all part of this global world. There is no reason why you can't say, I want to be an innovator. I want to be a voice. I want to hashtag dare to care. It is a strain on you. I understand this. But there is no reason why you can't be an innovator and not take it as a positive challenge and stop being so negative and hateful about someone else's viewpoint or someone else's positive excitement about something, and turning everything into propaganda and hate and dissipating all of this. Know where to draw the line and say, it's okay that we think different. There's all kinds of other horrible, 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 horrible things going on. But hashtag, let's get on the kindness movement. Let's hashtag kindness matters. There is better things that we can do with our energy as human beings, as a human race, that need to be focused on. That's where my focus and director. We don't mean to be, and then we have a domestic role in our house, just in our house, to our, because that's where it starts. You know, it's the cliche, you start with a pebble, you throw the pebble in the ocean and it starts the waves. If you can't get along and keep a copacetic household in the domestic, in your domestic household, how are you going to reach out into the community and into your society and then expect there to be world peace? If you're standing out there in downtown screaming about world peace, but you don't even get along with your brother, you need to check yourself. Because let me tell you something, if you can't get along with your own brother, how the heck do you think you're going to have world peace? It's not going to happen. You need to start domestic, with a domestic role about caring in your house. Because if you got a strain there, if there's a role strain there, you need to go talk to your brother and say, hey, bro, what's the problem, man? What's the problem? Why you hate me? Because if you can't get along with your own brother and he ain't an uncle to your children, there's no sense in screaming for world peace. If you can't even get a copacetic civil relationship with your brother and your children or your sister and you still fighting over she's still your boyfriend 15 years ago, you need a hashtag care. You need a hashtag care enough not to care about the trivial things in life that happened to you 15 years ago. Because a sister will always be there, and she needs to be there. And a brother will always be there, and he'll need to be there. Maybe he needs a year or two because he's going through something. Life took it to a left turn. But he needs to get over that because you're grown-ups now, and you got children, and you need to have a relationship with that. So there ain't going to be any world peace until we domestically look in deep into our lives. Like I used to say, clean your closet. Clean your closet, Debbie. Clean your closet. You got to start with your closet. Everybody needs to clean their closet, and then you'll see. If your closet's a mess, your life is a mess. I'll tell you that right now. If your closet's a mess, you got caregiver role strain on yourself. You're not caring about yourself. And I tell people that all the time. You got to care about yourself before you can even get a goldfish. If you can't take care of yourself, how are you going to take care of a goldfish? And that's why I tell people a lot of times, if you want to get a kid something, give them a goldfish. A goldfish gets that tank so dirty. It's a dirty, 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 dirty little fish. And that kid's got to learn how to take care of that goldfish. And once you teach a kid how to take care of that goldfish, and you teach him how to be a caregiver of a living creature, he'll start taking care of himself, and he'll start taking care of his bedroom because he'll want his bedroom to be clean. And you'll tell him, look at that goldfish. It's time we clean his water. He'll say, oh, well, yeah, well, I don't want him to die. We have to do this, and we have to do that. And when time comes and that little goldfish is floating at the top, you teach your child about loss. And sometimes you don't always win when you're a caregiver. Sometimes God knows who to take and who to heal. And as a caregiver, you have to understand that. You can't drain you either. When it's time for the universe or whatever you believe in, I know there's a lot of atheists out there, and I support that because there's a lot of nothing out there to believe in. So that's okay with me. But so I'll say it like this. The universe knows who to heal and who to take. And as a nurse, as a doctor, and as an ancillary caregiver, or as a parent, or as a friend caregiver, or as a guardian, or as a fish lover and a caregiver, that will help your child understand that. And you tell your child this, the universe knows who to take and who to keep here. That's a good lesson to teach a child, because a child needs to learn in life that everything is, we have to have things, have fun with them, and let go of them. And that's okay. And it's a strain in life when you got to care for something. But it's worth it. It's worth the memories of watching little goldfish swim, 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 swim. and that they can't take things personal when you're as a parent when you say something like, "You say that again, I'm gonna sell you to the gypsies." Kid, I was thinking that though. My friend said he was gonna sell his cat to the gypsies. I said, "You know what? I'm gonna use that line. That's gonna be a good one." But we gotta understand, we can't be raising these sensitive people all the time either. These little kids with this thin skin. We can't have this thin skin. We got to put these little invisible suits of armor on our children and send them out to the world, make sure they understand the world is full of these kind of things, you know, these streams. We've got to be make them resilient and know they got to dare to care. Hashtag dare to care. And they got to be in a kindness movement. And sometimes they're going to fall off and they're going to say something to their friend. "You better watch it or I'm going to sell you to the gypsy." And their friend's going to go, "Whoa, danger just, take me to the principal's office. Danger said he's going to sell me to the gypsies. Where did you, Mrs. Debbie, did you know Danger is telling his friends he's going to sell him to the gypsies?" Well, yeah, I kind of told him that when I got mad one time. I had some caregiver role strain as a parent, and I told him I was going to sell him to the gypsies. Well, now he's at school telling other children he's going to sell him to the gypsies. Do you know what gypsies do to small children? I'm like, okay. So you got to watch what you say to kids, because then they like to use your little smack talking that you use domestically in the house to do your creative parenting and to take that to school. And so you got to watch it. But kindness matters, people. And dare to care. And be on the kindness movement. And even if you fall off a little bit, that's okay. That's okay. That's why they say that random acts of kindness. Because you can't always be kind. But randomly it's very nice because people, that throws them off. Whoa, can't believe that. And then I'd also like to say, you know, to the innovators, be an innovator. And don't, when disaster strikes, when it comes to caregiving or anything or straining or what, when disaster strikes, don't be like Mr. Roger and look for the helpers. Be a helper. Hashtag be a helper. Go out there. Be an innovator. Even if you're just a voice on the internet saying, "Listen, I know this is very negative, and I see this post here. It's upsetting to me to see this post, but I know these things go on in the world, but I want to say, hashtag, I'm daring to care, because I really care about what's going on, but I don't want to perpetuate the negativity and the propaganda, but I just want to say I care. I care about the role, the caregiver role stream that's going to happen, that's going to go on because of all of these things that you're posting here, but I just want to say, I'm daring to care." You know, show, acknowledge that you see the hungry child or you see the devastation and stuff. Because as a mother or as a parent, society, we need to acknowledge that there is this negative stuff and people live in this fear and stuff. And they need to know that we're out here, we do care. And we are trying to come up with innovative ideas that we can be a helper, that we can reach out to them and somehow come out of our little suburbs and do something, you know, to be part of the solution to whatever's going on in their messed up life right now. Because one day it might be our messed up life and we'll be reaching from somebody's cell phone, calling to them on a social media site or somewhere and asking, "Please, please, please, can you help us? An earthquake sucked the house down into a crevice of the earth." Or my mom sent me to the gypsies. "Can you get a message to my mother that I'm sorry, I will empty the dishwasher and I don't need milk in the house. Can you please get me back to America? I don't want to be living with gypsies no more. They're making me wear these bohemian skirts and I'm living in a little trailer that don't have a toilet. Please, please. And I'm having to read tarot cards. Bring me back to my mother." So let me just say, caregiver role strain is a real thing out there. And a lot of times it'll be evidenced by someone verbally telling you, I'm doing A, B, C, and D, and it's overwhelming. A, B, C, and D, and it's overwhelming. So sometimes if you can find somebody who's a caregiver or being cared for, ask them, what can I do to make things easier? What can I do? Or sometimes they just need a voice. They just need to vent. And you just got to let it go in one ear and out the other. And a lot of times that's what it is. And people just overreact and say, you know, I got to call CBS. She said this. And she said she's going to sell kids to the gypsies. So I had to call CBS and say, yeah, she's going to call sell her kids to the gypsies because they didn't have the dishwasher. And she didn't have milk in her house. She didn't have milk in her house. Oh, my goodness. What would Mother Teresa say? Oh, my goodness. What would Mother Teresa say? Speaking of Mother Teresa, I just want to do a buzz out to her. You know, that was the one person who listened to a voice inside her. And, you know, the atheist would say, whatever, the lady was psychotic. But I will say, no, she listened to a divine inner voice inside her that said, no, there are human beings out here that need, that want to live. I remember seeing a video of her holding a little baby's hand and saying, this baby wants to live. This baby wants life. And there are still people that are continuing her mission. And you don't ever hear about it, but there are. The ladies of Calcutta, the sisters of Calcutta, I forget what, Perpetual Peace, I forget what they're called, but the point of the matter is she was an innovator. When nobody believed in her or what she was doing, she believed in herself. She went out there and she did it. So you got to say, dare to care. She dared to care. And she went out there, and now she's left behind a legacy that is continuing today. She dared to care. Same with Clara Burton. Y'all don't even know who Clara Burton is, do you? Clara Burton is the one that started the Red Cross. She was another powerful woman who went out there and started the Red Cross. And it's a different symbol in other cultures because, you know, it means the cross is something in certain cultures. So the crescent is in other Middle Eastern countries. But it started with Clara Burton because she dared to care. She was an innovator that went in there and she dared to care. She saw a caregiver role strain. And she went out and she dared to care. Same with Florence Nightingale. I mean, we can go on and on and on with these people that dare to care. When everyone else wants to turn their head and say, let's just pretend like that's not going on. Or you got these people that want to look over and say, oh, that is horrible. Can you believe that? Look at that. And they want all these people to point and shout and get real mad and angry and stomp their feet and yell, wear little bandanas and headbands and scream about something and yell about something, da, 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 instead of look at it from a different perspective and say, you know what, I'm going to be an innovator. I'm going to take this and say, this is what's good about it, and raise up the good and say, I'm an innovator. I'm there to care about this. Instead of saying, I'm going to care enough not to care. So I'm asking you people out there to first, don't say something is hopeless. Because for the second you say that, that's where I say the people that say it's hopeless are not the innovators. The innovators are the ones that hashtag dare to care. Hashtag that are on the kindness movement, that perpetuate kindness, and kindness matters, and hashtag do it anyways. And then I say the other ones are the Mr. Rogers that look for the helpers. No, I say be a helper. Hashtag be a helper. Be a Clara Burton. Be a Mother Teresa. Go out there and be a Florence Nightingale. Do something innovative to perpetuate the good in the world. Do it. Go out there. That's our job today. That's your homework today. Go out and find something good in the world and share it on social media. Do that. Or share it with your neighbor. Share something good that you've heard. Perpetuate something good. And for those caregiver role strain, take a bow. Your role, it's okay to be strained as a caregiver, whether it's global, domestic, or social. But take a moment today. Your homework is to take a bow as a caregiver in your life and listen to the applause. This has been Nurse to Be Talk Radio, live, unedited. And I want to thank you for tuning in, especially you people in Norway. I had no idea people in Norway were listening. And you're right, I am a global commodity. And this has been the B. Go ahead and cue the music. And I'm going to buzz out. And thank you for tuning in. And don't dare to care. Hashtag, if you get anything out of the show, hashtag dare to care. Do it. And be there for somebody. And don't be selling your kids to the gypsies. Don't do that. Don't be selling your kids. That needs to stop. Okay, and B, buzz out. And this has been the B for Ask Talk Radio, Nurse to B. And keep tuning in, people. I got people in Norway tuning in. In Norway. Norway, can you believe that? I'm all over the globe. Let's see if we can get some people from China now. Okay, thank you for tuning in. And buzz out. Buzz, buzz. Buzz, 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 buzz. Give me chips now. I'm buzzing out. Buzz out. Okay, tell me out. That's it. That's today's show. Play button. Oh, you got to turn me off. Okay, I'm out.